the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
Hi, welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm Craig Anderson. As I speak to you, we're only a month away from the new season and that exciting doubleheader with Asagio for the Aladdin Cup. So far, Clan have unveiled Matt Haywood, Tristan Harper, Lee Esthers, Ben Davis, Joe Myers, Zach Sullivan, Neil Trim, Chris Frank, Zach Fitzgerald, Scott Arsen, Lee Salters, Kyle Jones and Derek Rail. And number 14 is on his way just now. To give you an idea of who I'm going to talk to, I'll give you some background information. Firstly, Clan's new signing has spent the last two seasons in Austria with Dornbirner and Salzburg. He's played in the NHL with Chicago Blackhawks and New York Islanders, not to mention over 500 appearances in the AHL. His parents are both Scottish. His father's from Glasgow and his mother hails from the Kingdom of Fife. And this high-calibre player is Brayhead's franchise player and he's coming to Clan on a two-year deal as well as holding a British passport. It's time to welcome to the Clan, Matt Keith. I'm delighted to say joining me on the line is none other than Clan's new signing, Matt Keith. Matt, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, I'm going to ask you, what persuaded you to make the move to Scotland at this stage in your career?
Well, I just think that over the course of the summer, I obviously last year I was with Red Bull and we had been talking with them over the course of the summer and I think as the summer went on, I just started to think more about other possibilities and what it was that I wanted to get out of, the rest of my hockey career. And I had heard from Gareth and then I've had a bit of a relationship with Ryan in the past. And he had basically had talked to me a couple times in the past just about if I ever was going to come to the UK to play. And of course, with my family from Scotland and still most of my family living in Scotland, I just really liked everything I heard from Gareth and certainly from Ryan. And I thought that, it would be a good fit for my wife and I. And we're really excited to come play there.
Good. Now, you touched on, you've got obviously Scottish connections. The information I have here is your dad's from Glasgow. Your mum is from Fife as well. What's been their reaction to you deciding to come to Scotland as well?
Well, it's kind of funny, just to make a long story short, last year on the Olympic break in Salzburg, my wife and I, we came to Scotland for 5 days just because my wife had never been there. And we took the time to come and said, well, we better go now just in case, before the end of my hockey career, we don't get the chance to come. So then my parents have been in Scotland this summer, and actually my mom's still there now, and she'll be coming home probably right around the same time as we get there. So I think they're excited. Obviously, I haven't said anything to any of my family as of today over in Scotland, but I know that quite a lot of them go to the Fife Flyers games, and they're all in and around Fife, and I know that my aunt has a sister living in Glasgow. So, yeah, I think everybody's just kind of excited, and it'll be a new experience and obviously a new culture for my wife and I to kind of submerge ourselves in. And I think it's just, it's a new adventure for us. And I think, as far as my family's concerned, I think they're just happy that we're going to a place that feel like we're going to get taken care of well and treated well, and also where, I can go to a situation where hockey-wise, I feel like I still have a chance to get better, I still have a chance to compete and ultimately win, and I think that's the driving factor.
Now, obviously, you've got Scottish parentage, as we touched on, but you're from Canada as well. Canada, of course, involved in the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow at the moment as well. Have you been watching that? Have you been keeping an eye on certain things in the city?
I watched the opening ceremonies or parts of it. And then, of course, there's a lot of coverage of it on CBC, like one of the main TV stations here. So it is a big deal. I read a lot about it, and I know that it's in Glasgow. It's kind of exciting to think that, you know, you're seeing something on TV, and then that's where we're coming to. I can't say much else. We're just really excited to get there.
Good. Now, you've had a long and distinguished career in North America and in Europe, but what are you expecting from the British Elite League here?
Well, I've always said, even when I was growing up, I've always said that at some point I wanted to come play in the UK. Just because, you know, I remember when I was younger, I got a Fife Flyers scarf from somebody for Christmas. And just like every kid growing up, you look up to professional hockey players or professional athletes for whatever sport you're playing. And so I've always said that I wanted to go play there. Whether it's in the middle of my career or towards the end of my career, I think that it's something I've always wanted to do. So, you know, I feel as though, this will be my 12th season professional. I've played, in some of the best leagues. This is kind of where my career has taken me. So, what I've heard from friends of mine who play in that league and from people who have played there in the past is that it's a good league. It's getting better every year, getting more competitive every year. And I feel as though, just in speaking with Ryan, that that's the number one goal in Brayhead. He explained to me that they had a good year last year and the expectations have risen, and I want to be a part of something like that.
Now, you touched on the fact that you've had some Fife Flyers memorabilia down the years growing up and things like that. Are you aware of the rivalry specifically between Brayhead and Fife?
I can imagine what it's like, just because I know what my cousins have said, in the past about the Fife Flyers and how they have the big games against Scotland. But I don't know specifically what that rivalry is like, but I could imagine with the close proximity, it would be pretty good.
Excellent. Now, what sort of player will the Brayhead Clan fans see in you this season?
Well, I think first and foremost, you're going to see a hard worker. You're going to see somebody who competes every shift. Every year you play, you're asked to play a different role. And I've played when I was in North America. Certain years I was, expected to produce and score, and other years, you're expected to be a defensive player. So I feel as though, I bring a well-rounded game to the table. I bring experience and leadership, not so much necessarily with speaking, but I think with just actions and being a true professional and working my hardest every day. I think that's something that I pride myself on, and I hope that's what people see when they get a chance to watch me play.
Now, you touched on one or two bits of information you've looked into about Brayhead Clan and what you're coming to, etc. What can you tell us a bit more about what you've learned of the club, and can you tell us what you're looking forward to most about coming over here?
Well, I think like I said earlier, it was a lot of what Gareth and Ryan have sold me on, and it's a strong organization. They're building to be competitive off of what they did last year. And, I think I'm just mostly excited to get there, meet the guys, have a chance to, when there's time off and stuff, to be able to see some family and that. But more importantly, the biggest thing is just to get there, get the work boots on and help this team win.
Now, we're only a month to go before the season starts, and as I speak to you now, we're a month away from Clan's pre-season games against the Italian team, Asagio. Are you at the stage where you can't wait for the season to start now? You've had your break, you've taken time out, but the season's coming. Are you getting psyched up for it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, last year was a long year for us in Salzburg. We played in the Champions League and then the regular season, and then we went to the game five of the finals of the playoffs. So we didn't get home here until towards the end of April. And you think, oh, well, I'll be heading back in, you know, 3.5-4 months. But the time flies by quickly, and you know, you take a couple weeks off, you start training right away, and now, you know, we're 3 weeks until we're going to head over, and I think that excitement starts to kick in. You're skating a lot more. You know, all the guys you're skating with in the summer, they're getting ready to leave. The tempo picks up a little bit, and I think you can just sense that, you know, it's getting close to August, and that means that it's, you know, time to play hockey. So, yeah, I think certainly it's coming up quick, and it's very exciting.
Now, a question I'm going to ask you now is one I ask all the guys throughout this series of audios I've done with all the players that have signed, and it's a question I'm always curious to know the answer to, so I'm about to ask you it now. Are you a player that sets yourself targets every year, and if so, what targets are they?
Typically I don't. You know, it's never been something to me, individual goals and individual success. As my career has gone on, it's more important to me how the team does. It's more important to me, you know, where we are in the standings. And I would say that, yeah, I will put pressure on myself to have success and to contribute a lot offensively. But what's more important, I think, you know, is the team aspect and us winning games and making sure we're up at the top of the standings.
Good stuff. Final question. going back to your Scottish roots there. You'll be more and more familiar with certain Scottish words as well, no doubt.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I think it's funny. Well, two quick things. My dad had texted me last night and said, oh, did you do an interview? And I said, no, not yet. And he says, well, just make sure you speak quickly. and I said, why? He says, because that way they'll be able to understand you. And then when we were playing in Sweden a couple years ago, my parents had come over, and my mom had gone from Sweden to Scotland for a couple weeks and came back to Sweden for a few days. And she brought my wife back a book of Scottish slang. Just because, you know, my parents still have, obviously they've been in Canada for 35 years, but they still obviously have the thick accents, and I don't notice it as much, but there's a lot of things they say or that my wife will hear that, you know, that it's tough to pick up on. So, yeah, I think, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be, you know, cool to be in that culture and kind of, you know, see how it was, you know, for my parents growing up, or, you know, kind of how day-to-day life in Scotland is. And I think it's, you know, going to be a really good experience.
Excellent. Thank you very much for joining us, Matt. Good to speak to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
So that was Matt Keith, and he becomes number 14 on the Brayhead Clan roster for 2014-15. That's all for now, but I'll be back with more soon on Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. My thanks to you for listening. My thanks to Matt Keith for joining us. And don't forget, the latest Brayhead Clan news can be found on the website at brayheadclan.com, including ticket information for that Asagio game next month. Club can also be found on Facebook and also on Twitter at Brayhead_Clan. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.